7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little and them plan to keep and oppress the poor. I saw them have a little but when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only place. But I believe in the people and these things. Cause when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. But when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, then them not dead yet. These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them to run people life. But a small price to be paid. They think they're hurt feeling, no one can touch them. Well, them have the next thing coming. Cause when them think, then things go the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. When them think, then things go another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Richest countries in the world. What do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called this.
Greetings, greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This is for the recording date of Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. So we have proven without a shadow of a doubt, because the babies and the youth must be equipped to know who they are. Now, Yaqub says of his own, begat he us. Of his own, begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Begat. Begat is to bring forth from the womb, to give birth to. We're talking now about our original birth, the first birth, our original created self, our original nature. Begat he us. Numbers chapter 11, Moses says that Yahweh begets and conceives. Yahweh begets. This is the Father. He begat us with the word, and the word is logos, that speech, that power to speak, that word sound is power. So we, like Christ, as we are Christ in human flesh, are that word that came out of the mind of the Most High. This is all of us. We are begotten by the Most High. We are born from the womb of the Most High, the God Goddess. The Dagon said, Amma, all manner of words to describe this reality, this power. The Exodus, Exodus 4, says that Israel is the firstborn of the Most High. Adam in Luke is the son of God. And then Jesus is the only begotten son. But there's no variable, no change in the Christ. no change in the shadow. So the whole of us are sons and daughters of the Most High, and we must go back into our original self so that we may recognize ourselves as the first fruits, the firstlings, the first fruits, persons superior in excellence to others of the same class. We want to be superior, not in the sense of wickedness, but we want to excel and unite with the universe. And this word that is first fruits, this word is feminine. We're talking about that feminine reality. Some words masculine, some words feminine. So we are the first fruits. We were born of the word of truth. And the word truth in the Greek is feminine. That truth, that reality, that fact, certainly the greatest latitude, true supernatural intervention of the Most High, the truth of the Most High, the truth as personal excellence, the candor of the mind, which is free from affection, pretense, and simulation, falsehood, and deceit. So we're back to the mind of Ptah. That mind operating on sacred masculine, sacred feminine polarity that is free from any contaminants. We are the expression. We are the word of truth that comes out of the mind of the Most High. We are the image. We are the likeness of the Most High. We are the Christ spirit soul energy. When we tap into this knowledge and wisdom, we will then be able to control ourselves. We then will be able to control our tongues. We then will be able to do the work of the Most High. We then will be able to see about the fatherless, to see about the widows, to see about the disenfranchised, to see about those who have been robbed of sustenance and health, robbed of their land, their wealth, and their resources. Now, keeping on that, understanding who we are, understanding our original self, this James, Yaqub now, he talks in chapter 3 about how we can tame the beasts and the birds and the serpents and the things of the sea hath been tamed by mankind. But then he says that men curse. Men can't control their tongue. So is mankind the same as man and men? In the European Greek, the word mankind. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's G, 5449. Fusis.
This is a feminine noun, fusis. This means nature, the nature of things, the force, laws, order of nature, as opposed to what is monstrous, what is abnormal and perverse. So the original nature, our original birth, in accord with the original laws and nature of the universe, promoting, propagating life, and not promoting, propagating monstrous, abnormal, and perverse system of death, hell, and destruction. This word nature is as opposed to what has been produced by the art of man, the natural branches, i.e. branches by the operation of nature. Now, the operation of nature is different from the operation of man, and mankind here is mankind, men and women, the human family in league with the with the branches of the operation of nature, which is the universe, the material world, and light, 186,281,000 miles per second, 186,281 miles per second is the speed of light. So when we operate with mass and material, when we operate with light, when we operate with nature, when we operate with the spirit and energy that is the universe, when we operate with that generator of spirit and energy, when we operate on the vibrations and waves of the Most High, this word mankind, which is feminine now, is mankind, but is feminine, is defined as birth and physical origin. Did not Yaqub tell us of our original birth with the Most High or from the Most High? Israel is the firstborn. Jesus is the son, only begotten son. Adam is the son of God. But these represent Christ. These represent Christ as mankind. These represent no turning and no changing of the shadow. No turning and no changing of the Christ. Because the Most High does not change, so Christ does not change. So we have to get in tune with our original self, a mold and feeling and acting, which by long habit becomes nature. So now the system has created a new nature, which is man and men. But this word mankind, which is able to tame the animals and beasts, is available for us to tame our tongues and tame our actions and tame ourselves. This is our original nature. The Quran says that the universe is created in the nature of Allah. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in teaching us, taught us that our nature is the nature of the Most High. The Quran, again, we said, talked about coming from the single soul. That single soul is the Most High. We are from that original nature of the universe. It's further defined, mankind, this word is feminine again, the sum of innate properties and powers by which one person differs from others, distinctive native peculiarities, natural characteristics, the natural strength, ferocity, and intractability of beasts. So all of us represent the attributes and characteristics of the Most High. Collectively, we represent the nature of the Most High. So we're getting back to our original birth, our original self, our original understanding as Christ in human flesh. Christ, spirit, soul, energy in human flesh. Now the word man that can't tame the tongue, it just means people, a human being, whether male or female. But the word mankind is teaching us, and now this word is masculine, anthropos, men or man. The word mankind was feminine. So this is masculine misused, and the other word for mankind, which is feminine used properly. So we have to understand our original nature, our original self, so that we can tame the beasts. See, the creation is moaning and groaning, Romans says, waiting for the manifestation of the sons, and we say daughters, of God the Most High. When we arrive, as we equip the youth and the babies, then they will be able to deal with the problems in the world. When we teach them that their original created nature is the very nature, soul, and essence of the Most High, that is the image and likeness of the Most High, that is the shadow of the Most High, that is the Christ, atum, atoms of the Most High. Now let's close with a few current affairs and current events, so that the babies and the youth may be equipped to deal in this world and unite the religious and scientific community and unite the people, the masses, with truth, with justice and righteousness. I was looking at Dick Gregory, and we're talking to black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We must go back into our history as a human family, understand our history so that we can properly deal with each other and understand why there is enmity and animosity. Dr. Gabriel Oyibo was talking about how when we understand atoms and understand hydrogen as the root atom in the table of elements, then whatever study we enter into is the study of atoms, and we can say the study of spirit energy and the study of protons and neutrons and how protons and neutrons are affected by the electrons, and the electrons represent that spirit that is affected by extenuating circumstances, pressing on the emotions, causing various disposition. Dick Gregory, July 13, 2013, was talking about a whole lot of subject matter at Mosque Number 7 in New York. And we just have come through the sad day of February the 21st, which is the assassination of our brother minister, Malcolm X, and the government of the United States falsely accused the Nation of Islam of carrying out such wicked act. And let's give a background quickly. The reality is that Alex Haley comes out of military intelligence. It may be the Navy. And when he wrote the article, I believe in 1958, the hate produced that newscaster made into a TV series on CBS, I believe, way back in the early 60s, but Alex Haley wrote the article. Alex Haley was given FBI information and knowledge of the Nation of Islam. And when you read the article, the hate produced by Alex Haley, you see how in that article are the seeds, we're back to the word seeds, are the seeds of dissension, enmity, and animosity, and how the FBI began to work on the nation and began to split Minister Malcolm from his teacher, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That article began to talk about succession, and did Malcolm want to take over the reins of the nation, planting seeds of distrust between these two great men. And so we know the history. We know that the FBI and the CIA and the New York police collectively infiltrated the Nation of Islam, drove a wedge between Minister Malcolm and Elijah Muhammad, infiltrated both of their splintered organizations, Nation Again, and Muslim Mosque Incorporated, an organization of Afro-American unity created by Minister Malcolm after the split between he and Elijah Muhammad. The FBI infiltrated Malcolm's group. The Minister Malcolm didn't want to split, wanted to remain in the nation, wrote letters to Elijah saying, "I still love you, Elijah, but I can't work in the nation. It's all this enmity and animosity. But I want you to know that I'm working to continue your program to help African people, black people, to help poor working class masses of people. But the FBI intercepted those letters. They never got to Elijah. They began, the FBI, to plant things in papers and plant things in the news and cause these two great men to think they were each other's enemy. Ah. When the book was written by Alex Haley, this is after, it began with Malcolm in the Nation, but after Malcolm split, they yet were working on the book, but Minister Malcolm meant for the book to be an instrument to promote the program of the Nation and Elijah Muhammad. Alex Haley wanted the book to be the exact opposite. And so Alex Haley, following the FBI dictates, began to alter Minister Malcolm's words and actually deleted three chapters from the book because they would show the positive aspects of the program of the Nation of Islam and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We have to tell the truth. You may recall in the movie Malcolm or X that there was a potential riot about to occur in New York. And Minister Malcolm showed up and dispersed the crowd. And the police said, "That's too much power for either one black man or one man to have." And so we see that they began to move on Minister Malcolm, move on the Nation, infiltrated the Nation. Dick Gregory said that after the assassination, he acquired, Dick Gregory did, acquired the autopsy of Minister Malcolm. Dick Gregory said he loved Elijah, loved Malcolm, was buddies, friends with both of them. Did not see them as each other's enemy. He said when he got the autopsy showed that the trajectory of the bullets was from above Malcolm and not below Malcolm, where those infiltrators from the FBI were that thought they were shooting Malcolm dead. Apparently, these men were given blanks by the CIA, FBI, New York police, so that the CIA and the FBI did not trust these infiltrators to kill Malcolm. So they, the FBI and the CIA, got control of the Audubon Ballroom sometime before the assassination. And either in the walls and or the ceiling above Minister Malcolm, the bullets come from above Minister Malcolm, not below. The CIA, FBI had their own shooters to shoot Minister Malcolm from above Minister Malcolm. The men below Minister Malcolm, below the stage, impossible for them to have killed Malcolm, although they tried to, because their minds, their Christ spirit soul energy was turned to do wickedness and do evil. And the CIA, the FBI, the government of the United States of North America began to pin that act on the Nation and smear the Nation and smear Elijah and smear Louis Farrakhan and try to cause those who were with Malcolm to go after those yet with Elijah and cause more bloodshed, more animosity, more enmity. We need the babies, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, to understand the roots of the animosity and enmity of peoples and how extenuating circumstances pressing on the spirit disposition or the spirit energy of human beings causing disposition, causing a change in thought, a change in energy, to cause us to either be happy or be sad, to be good or be evil, and we want to know how the wicked ruling class get into our minds and cause us to deviate from our will, deviate from our cognition, thinking, reasoning, and remembering. These are the definitions in the word spirit. So we say the nation of Islam is innocent. It was infiltrators. There were infiltrators from the FBI and the CIA, and the FBI and the CIA themselves carried out the assassination of Minister Malcolm. More current events. Michael Dunn, we talked about. What is it, Michael Dunn, to cause you to think that you could take the life of a black man just because you say you disliked music? No, we must examine our spirit, soul, energy and understand what it is that has caused poor working class people, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, to see each other as the enemy and not understand there are controllers pulling the strings, pushing buttons. We see on February the 6th, 2014 on Democracy Now! A story about slavery and how the modern day system of capitalism is rooted in slavery and the whole slave system, which began to be controlled by the House of Rothschild around the 1700s, and they are yet in control of the system as we speak. February 10th, death by metadata. We see a headline or a story from Jeremy Scahill and Glenn Greenwald on Democracy Now! About how the NSA and the CIA and the Obama administration are killing people by the use and tracking of phones. Even though they say they're tracking so-called terrorists, but they're not even killing just the one who they are tracking. What and who is causing all of this? We have to deal with this, babies and youth. We have to deal with this. In North Carolina, the Moral March, up to 100,000. The Moral Mondays protest organized by Reverend William Barber. So this brother is seeking to raise the issues of the poor, to raise the issues of the oppressed. And we are happy that he is successful. We see in February the 11th, Karim Khan, who was coming to either Britain or the United States to testify against the Obama administration and against the former Bush administration concerning drones and concerning using drones to kill people, including members of his own family. And this Pakistani, is he Pakistani? Yeah, this Pakistani man was kidnapped most probably by the CIA to keep him from testifying and telling the truth, but he is free now and telling this truth. We have an issue concerning a transgendered male who now identifies as female. Her name is CeCe McDonald, who was accosted by a racist, fascist human being who hated homosexuals and hated black people and began to accost the transgendered male who identifies as the female CeCe McDonald. This CeCe McDonald pulled out a scissors and began to defend herself, and the man died, and she was put up in jail, copped a plea, did 19 months in prison in order to not have to do 16 years. What we are saying, sisters and brothers, every human being has a right to live. If we can't talk to our sisters and brothers, about the sacred and divine masculine and the sacred and divine feminine, we leave them alone. We are not going to join fascists and racists and kill and destroy people because of choosing to be opposite of what seems to be their gender. You don't go and kill people and destroy people and accost people and attack people. And continuing on that theme, in Uganda, you have Yoweri Museveni being pushed by Christian ministers to pass a law to kill homosexuals committing homosexual acts in Uganda. Now, this is so interesting because I know Yoweri Museveni, along with Paul Kagame of Rwanda and Joseph Kabila of Congo, are killing and destroying millions of people so you and I can have resources that make our cell phones and computers and TVs. So we're going to pass over all of that and kill homosexuals? No, we're wiser than that. We understand the system. We approach our sister and brother in the homosexual community with science and teach the unity of sacred divine masculine and sacred divine feminine. But we are not going to join wicked people who create warfare and bloodshed and destroy a sister and brother of the poor working class masses. That transgendered male who identifies as female, Cece, talked about how she can't find job, can't find home, hard to find health care. Every human being has a right to a living wage job, health care, and home. Deal with our sisters and brothers with science, sisters and brothers. We have in Arizona, they tried to pass a law that would give businesses the right to refuse service to those in the homosexual community. Pushing buttons, sisters and brothers. Attempting to divide poor working class people, attempting to divide the homosexual community from those of us who are not in the homosexual community, but all of us are poor working class masses of people. And so the governor, is it the governor of Arizona, Jan Brewer, decided against it. Sisters and brothers, we approach each other with science, or we leave each other alone, but we will not join the wicked ruling class as they work to divide poor working class masses from each other. Now, there's a scientist that came on February the 21st, Democracy Now!, and began to talk about how herbicides being created by the firm Syngenta are having a negative effect on frogs that were used in experiments by Tyrone Hayes to see what type of effects herbicides may have on human beings. This herbicide having the chemical reaction with the frog, male frogs, began to dissipate the phallus, lower sperm count, delete or dissipate, testosterone, increase estrogen, turn the male frogs into practicing that which is called homosexual acts. So we have to ask the question, is some of our behavior because of chemical warfare? But we yet will not join the wicked ruling class and ruling families in the destruction of our sisters and brothers of the homosexual community. We approach our sisters and brothers with love and with science. My minister, Louis Farrakhan, mentioned this in The Time and What Must Be Done over the course of the last year. So we have, and also this herbicide is creating breast cancer. And then this same company creating the disease has also created the antidote. So you see how they operate and how they work. The next issue, a new Cold War dealing with the Ukraine, February the 20th. What we have is a situation in the Ukraine created by the wicked ruling class and ruling families. You see, there was a State Department representative. Her name is Victoria Nuland, talking with Jeffrey Pyatt, who I believe was a representative in the Ukraine, or a representative of the United States State Department in the Ukraine. They were talking about the Ukraine and talking about various leaders. You have Klitschko, who is a former boxer. The lady, Nuland, said, Klitschko, we can't use him. He's going to be on the outside. She said, Nuland, that Yankovich have to get rid of him. And he is now deposed and in Russia. But Tyangbok, I'm not saying these names correctly, is the one that they want. Is that the one they want to use? Let me make sure now. You have Klitschko, you have Tyangbok, you have Yatsenyuk. Okay, now let's see. Klitschko. Let's see. Yanukovych is on the outside now, deposed. They didn't want him. So Yatsenyuk is the man they wanted and is now the temporary president of the Ukraine. Klitschko they wanted on the outside. And Tyangbok, they wanted to keep him at bay because he may have problems. So what we see in the Ukraine is an orchestrated coup to bring in Yatsenyuk, the very people that Nuland is talking about, and Nuland, a high official in the State Department of the United States of North America. And Yatsenyuk is going to say yes to the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, World Trade Organization, and is going to cut the people, destroy the people, cut healthcare, cut education, cut pensions, and not stipend the people concerning energy. That fella, Yanukovych, would not go along totally with the International Monetary Fund and would not cease subsidizing the Ukraine people as it concerns energy, and would not totally bow down to the wishes of the International Monetary Fund. So he's on the outside, and Yatsenyuk is on the inside, willing to do the bidding of the International Monetary Fund. Babies and youth, you must understand current events, current affairs, and understand that the House of Rothschild control warfare, bloodshed, coups, overthrows of governments in order to bring in people that they like. Now, I heard an opposing view saying that Russia is really orchestrating a fake or fictitious coup in order that they in the future may take back the Ukraine, the east of Ukraine, 60% Russian, the west of Ukraine, 40% Russian. There is energy and resources in the balance. control of resources, control of energy, control of influence. Many nations from Russia fell off under the influence of the West. Russia wants those nations back and control back of various resources. Also, we're looking at NATO. Whenever a nation joins the European Union, and Yanukovych was faced with joining the European Union or strengthening ties with Russia, Putin in Russia said, you don't have to choose. Join the European Union and be friends with us. America and Britain said, no, choose one or the other. Pushed out Yanukovych, pushed in Yatsenyuk. Yatsenyuk apparently willing to join the European Union, which also means he's willing to join NATO, which also means that he is willing to do the bidding of the House of Rothschild, who control warfare and bloodshed, and Yatsenyuk is willing to help NATO kill and destroy people. You have to study current events, current affairs, study history, try to get a grasp on what is going on. So yes, Russia may want to get back all of those little nations from the Soviet bloc. But all of this is being pushed by the House of Rothschild on both sides because they control all warfare and all bloodshed for their purposes. The United Auto Workers attempted to organize the Volkswagen plant in Tennessee. So you have the UAW, a union, going into the South to organize Volkswagen, which is a German auto workers plant, and they failed because of opposition from the Republicans, and businesses threatened, and the various Republican Congress people and others in the Republican Party threatened the workers that if they joined the UAW, various companies that are connected with Volkswagen would not do business with Volkswagen. So we have to study labor issues. Study the South. Did some of those from the South, because it is the South, not want to join the Union because of the Civil War was between the Northern Union and the South? Is it because Bob King agreed to cap the income of the workers to be competitive with other capped warehouse auto workers? Is it because they did not, the UAW did not spend enough advertising money to offset the money spent by the Republican Party? Will the Democratic Party raise up the issue of labor and how the Republican Party and those businesses with them worked against labor and worked against trade and commerce and worked really illegally to try to influence and were successful in influencing workers not to unionize? Is it that we as unions must become human rights organizations and begin to work on behalf of Labor International and work on behalf of all people, all men, all women, all babies, so that all of us may be able to make a living wage? Is it that we as people, men and women, must go back into our original nature? Do we now understand what John the Baptist meant when he said that he baptized with water? That's the watches of noon. But Christ baptizes with fire. And so you have noon. And when you go down into the water, you rise up, pitah. You rise up as Ptah with the mind of the Most High. The waters of Nun teaching us that we are all one. We are all no boundaries, no barriers, working as one human family. We rise up out of that baptism as Ptah with the mind of the Most High, operating on sacred divine masculine, sacred divine feminine polarity. We are in motion. We are in movement now. But we now have to call our motion into order. And that Atum is the fire. That Atum is the fire atom, the fire Adam, the fire spirit, the hydrogen fire spirit that we, as that Christ shadow, image, and likeness of the Most High, are empowered to now call the universe into order, call our lives into order. That is what we must do. Sisters and brothers, I thank you so much for your patience. I thank you for hanging with me. This is the Jah Love and Jah Bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah Rastafari Selassie people.